Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in Heaven. No matter what is going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we'll pray through today's prayer together.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
A Prayer for Using Our Gifts to Glorify God by Chelsea DeMatteis, read by Leah Martin. Now there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are varieties of service, but the same Lord. And there are varieties of activities, but it's the same God who empowers them all in everyone. 1 Corinthians 12, 4-6. I'll never forget the year I served at VBS as a young adult. I was given a group of six incredibly busy boys. Our theme for the week was, God gives good gifts. And I'm here to tell you today, yes, He does. These words still linger in my heart to this day. And I pray those boys, who are now young men, still remember it too. Paul shares with us in 1 Corinthians 12 that out of God's deep love, grace, and mercy for us, He gave us good gifts. I'm not talking about the gift of His blessing that we get to experience on this side of heaven. I'm talking about spiritual gifts. These are the gifts that are different for all of us in Christ, but from the same Spirit. All different services, but from the same Lord. And all shown differently, but it's always the same God who empowers them. God gives good gifts, doesn't He? This is incredibly good news. God handpicks specific giftings for you and me. This brings me such deep joy and peace. Why? Because I can see the very things in my heart that I know were knit by God's wondrous hands. Over the last almost decade of having Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, I've gotten to watch the gifts He's given me flourish. And from season to season. I vividly remember closing the chapter of my small business, and I walked into the season of motherhood. My husband and I both felt called for me to stay at home, and I got to see firsthand through that experience that our giftings don't stop when we transition into new seasons. They just continue in the new place God has us. I want to wrap up with Paul finishing this portion of Scripture about spiritual giftings. For to one is given through the Spirit the utterance of wisdom, and to another the utterance of knowledge according to the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healing by the one Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another, the ability to distinguish between spirits. To another, various kinds of tongues. To another, the interpretation of tongues. All these are empowered by one and the same Spirit, who apportions to each one individually as He wills. This is a beautiful reminder about the heart of God. He knit you and me perfectly and intricately. He made each of us with specific good gifts that will always draw us back to the heart of who He is and bring Him glory. I pray that you'll find yourself thinking today about the specific gifts God's given you and how you can use those right where He has you. Pray with me. Lord, thank you for the giftings you've given me. I pray that as I continue growing in my faith, that I'll always seek your heart and desire to serve you with the incredible giftings you knit within me. Lord, help me see the ways I can use my gifts in the seasons you have me in. And I pray for a heart that is attentive to your leading. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hey there, it's Nicole Yunus from the How to Study the Bible podcast, and I'd love to invite you to join us as we weekly discover a passage of God's Word together. From beginning to end, from principles to practicals, we are here to make sure that God's Word is powerful and relevant to your life. If that sounds like something you're looking for, I would love to invite you to subscribe. You can go to lifeaudio.com and search How to Study the Bible, and we'll see you there.